The corporate regulator has notched up an important victory in its pursuit of former Australian Wheat Board executives accused of paying bribes to the Iraqi government under Saddam Hussein. AWB's former chairman Andrew Lindbergh was never charged, but he's now admitted to four breaches of law in relation to paying bribes to securing wheat sales. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission is still investigating four other AWB executives, including its former chairman Trevor Flugie. ASIC's chairman Greg Medcalf told business editor Peter Ryan that Andrew Lindbergh's ignorance of what was going on in the company was no excuse for breaking corporations law.
What it sends, Peter, is to the directors of corporations is that good corporate governance means that they've got to understand the business which they're a director of, that they need to make adequate inquiries in relation to matters before them. And finally, if you're a CEO, that basically, when you're aware of significant matters, you need to inform the board. And in this respect, Mr. Lindbergh clearly failed in his duty of care and diligence to the AWB board.
So to sum things up, Mr. Lindbergh didn't know what was going on with his own company in relation to Iraq.
That's correct. Basically, what he's acknowledged is that he was aware of many of the issues relating to the supply of wheat to Iraq, and really didn't make adequate inquiries nor inform the board in relation to those matters.
Was it a case that he had too much trust in the people operating in the field, or just didn't make enough efforts to know what was happening within the company?
I think there was clearly inadequate due diligence in terms of key business matters in relation to the company. And as I think it's been proven on other cases like Centro, there's, you know, an important principle that you can delegate, but that doesn't remove accountability, and therefore, you know, you need to have a level of scepticism and inquiry in relation to, you know, when you're responsible for running a business, and that is, you know, where here he failed in that duty of care and due diligence.
How long was ASIC negotiating with Andrew Lindbergh to make these four key admissions in relation to the Iraq bribes?
I can't comment on that, but it has been some time in relation to into the negotiation. But we're really happy with the outcome. You know, we think it's an adequate outcome for the contraventions that have occurred.
Did ASIC investigators get the feeling that Mr. Lindbergh understood where he had gone wrong?
Look, you know, Mr. Lindbergh has agreed to four contraventions, and he's agreed to a fine of $100,000 and to be disqualified from managing corporations until September 2014, subject to the court agreeing with that. So, you know, I think the result of the agreement reflects what he believes has occurred.
So given that no charges were laid, was this a form of a plea bargain to end ASIC's pursuit?
Look, we think that the outcome basically results in a good outcome, a timely outcome rather than a long drawn out court case. It brings the matter to an end, and I think, as always with these matters, it sends a strong message in terms of corporate governance to Australian boards.
So rather than taking it through to what could well have been a conviction, you believe this was a better way of settling the matter out and still sending a very strong message?
That's correct, Peter.
So Andrew Lindbergh has been fined $100,000 and banned from managing a corporation until September 2014. Are you satisfied with the severity of that fine?
I believe that it represents an adequate result for the seriousness of the case. And, you know, as with any of these outcomes, what's important is actually getting that outcome now and sending the broader message to corporations in Australia.
There are still civil proceedings underway against five former officers of AWB, including the former chairman, Trevor Flugie. Are you considering similar negotiations in return for admissions or acknowledgements?
Look, Peter, these are matters before the court at the moment. I can't really comment. Clearly, we're in court, and part of the process in any court case is that you may end up mediating some form of solution, but at this stage I can't really comment.
That's ASIC Chairman Greg Medcalf speaking with our business editor Peter Ryan.